Last month's National Football League draft went pretty much as expected. A quarterback was the first pick, and a kicker was last. That fits the stereotype of the players who kick field goals and extra points. Even though they can win a game, or lose it, with just one kick, they've been considered outsiders who do what they do because they can't play real football. That perception, though, has been changing, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Dominic Granieri is a 15-year-old eighth grader who's heard all the reasons why he shouldn't want to be a kicker. There's the ridicule, all those kicker jokes about skinny guys with foreign names and clean uniforms.
You'd think that kickers would be, like, kind of wimps and small and, like, wouldn't hit a lot.
And he's heard all about the stress, how kickers can fail in front of lots of people, like poor Scott Norwood.
No good. Wide right.
Whose botched 47-yard field goal at the end of the 1991 Super Bowl kept his Buffalo Bills from winning the game. But over the years, kicking has evolved past the jokes and the horror stories to a point where it's attracting young teens like Granieri. He's already 5'11", 200 pounds, and he sounds ready to take on that scrawny kicker stereotype.
If somebody's returning the ball and they say, oh, it's just the kicker, they might let up a little bit, and then, you know, that's my chance to kind of pop him or whatever, you know, just to give him a little surprise.
Don't let the menace fool you. Granieri is a mild-mannered kid who didn't think his booming soccer-style kicks were all that special until earlier this year. That's when he was invited to a series of All-Star games in Texas for 7th and 8th graders. He kicked well, just missed a 55-yard field goal, and he got noticed.
People, I don't know if they were joking or not, but they said, oh, here, sign my helmet because you probably will go pro someday, or good luck in college or good luck in the pros.
Which way's the wind going?
Across.
Okay. You thinking about that a little?
Yeah.
All right.
A muddy football field near his Northern California home is a long way from the NFL, but this is where Dominic and his dad, Tom, come to practice. With his long-in-the-back mullet-style hair whipping in the breeze, Dominic lines up a 35-yard field goal. He looks beyond the space between the goalposts at a spot kickers call the aiming point.
What are you looking at on this kick?
I'm going to look at the clouds and how they're moving. So that little V in the clouds right there is what I'd aim for right now because the wind is cross. I have a crosswind.
And it'll push it back.
Yeah, and then it'll push it back.
Great kick. Great kick.
Mission accomplished?
Yes, mission accomplished.
Other young kickers around the country are showing similar promise and focus. Jeff Hayes is a kicking instructor who's worked from youth levels to the NFL.
There's a greater body of knowledge that's out there about kicking, and so for a young kid, it's much easier to get good instruction. And I give the soccer culture some credit. You know, you have more people that are being exposed to kicking and associating kicking with being a very athletic skill.
This past weekend at a football camp in Sacramento, Hayes got to see Granieri kick for the first time. Hayes says he was impressed and that with work, Granieri can be as good as he wants to be. Granieri and a growing number of kids want to be very good. After all, today's NFL kickers make, on average, over $1 million a year. And no one's joking about that. Tom Goldman, NPR News.